Okay, our friends. So today we are reading another story by Corey Tabor. We read another one of his, I think, a couple weeks ago. But he's a wonderful author. And today's story is called Simon and the Better Bone. And in the picture we can see who Simon is.
Who's Corey R. Tabor?
He's the author. Oh. Every story that you read has to be written by someone. Well, anyways, we're excited about reading it. And today's story is going to be read by Mommy and...
I just need to tell you one thing. I eat, and I eat, and I eat, and I eat. I eat some more.
Let's see. You're a cat who likes to eat.
And eat, and eat, and eat.
Are you Garfield?
Do you have some lasagna?
I don't. But I think I know what I should make tomorrow.
Lasagna?
What do you say?
Yes!
In the meantime, let's read about this dog who likes a bone, shall we? Okay, here we go. So we open the book and we can see the dog bouncing through the park. And he's digging in the dirt. And it says, Simon was out playing by the pond when he found a bone. If there was a better bone in all the world, Simon hadn't seen it. But then he spotted something in the pond. It was another bone, a better bone. There was a dog holding the bone, but it was a scrawny little dog. Certainly no match for Simon.
They look the same.
Do they look the same?
Yeah.
They do look the same, don't they?
This might hurt Odie's feelings, but they look just like Odie.
Yeah.
You just think? All brown.
Brown, They are brown. He is a brown dog. But Simon was a good boy.
Hello.
He said to the other dog,
would you like to trade bones?
The other dog didn't reply.
How rude!
Clearly, this was one of those bad dogs you hear about. And he has made a disapproving face, hasn't he? He's frowning.
I challenge you to a staring contest,
said Simon.
Winner gets the better bone.
And he leans in and looks at that other dog in the pond. Simon wiggled his nose. He opened his eyes really big. He crossed them. But the other dog knew the same tricks. Simon tried his other tricks. He chased his tail, he played dead, he recited his favorite poem. Wow, that would be quite a trick. He chased his tail while playing dead, while reciting his favorite poem. That's quite a bit. But the other dog knew those tricks too. Goodness, very talented dogs. Simon issued a polite warning. That's a good growl. Good job.
Well, I'll give you my better growl.
Okay.
Hiss.
Cats hiss, I suppose, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. And then he pounced. Barking the whole way. But I would like to point something out. When you are barking,
he threw his bone.
Your mouth is not holding onto a bone, is it?
The better bone will be mine,
thought Simon. And
the bone fell into the water.
Plop. The bone. His bone fell right into the water, and so did he. Right?
I see that you've lost your bone, too,
said Simon as he looked at the other dog in the water. But they certainly do look the same.
Because they certainly are.
Do you think? Simon thought about saying sorry, but then he spotted something over in the dirt. It was a bone. A better bone. There was only one thing to do. Do you think he went away and ate it? Oh, I'm afraid to turn the page. I'm afraid of what he's going to do.
Here, said Simon. This is for you.
What did he do?
He jumped it in the water.
He took it to the other dog, and he dropped it right in the water for the other dog to enjoy.
Well, at least he tried to make it better.
The other dog wagged his tail and disappeared with the bone. Well, of course he did, because that big splash in the water made a big old ripple. And now Simon can't see his
reflection
anymore, because it turns out that's what it's been this whole time. His reflection. Simon smiled. He'd lost a bone, but he'd found a friend.
I hope I see him again soon,
thought Simon as he ran away. Now, can I tell you something about that particular story? You might have heard a story similar to it. Not the same, of course, but very similar. That was written a long time ago by a man named Aesop. And it was a fable about a dog who saw his reflection in the water and lost his bone altogether. And do you know why?
He saw his reflection in the water, and he had a bone, mm-hmm. and the other reflection had a bone, mm-hmm. and he thought, I'll have two bones.
Mm-hmm. It was a warning against being greedy. Yes, be satisfied with what you have. And don't compare yourself to others. Because when you see what other people are doing, you may think, I don't have enough, when you do. Or, I'm not good enough, when you are. And you are on your way to becoming what you were meant to be when you grow up. And that, our friends, is...
the end.
The end.
Now let's go make that lasagna.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.